story begins in Ellie's apartment, where Hannah and Ellie have just come out of their bedroom.
Good morning.
I wanted to sleep in.
Were you in there alone?
What? Of course.
Okay, just making sure. You seemed awfully cozy with Todd last night.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Well, to tell you the truth, we did get a bit cozy. We kissed.
And?
And that's it. He went home. But we're meeting today for breakfast.
So are you two an item now or what?
We're just friends. For now.
But you want that to change?
Oh, I don't know. We've always had a certain chemistry. I have to remember the first thing he said to me when we first met at Raven and Mac's wedding rehearsal. Nice smile.
Sounds like he was instantly smitten.
Maybe. Who knows? I think we'll just enjoy each other's company and see where it goes. For now, we're both concentrating on helping to find Marty.
Are there any new leads?
We're going to dig today for information on Mandy Selig. She's Matt's publicist. I have a hunch that she may be involved in this.
Hannah, if she is, why don't the cops try to find her?
Because they don't believe me. So if Mandy is involved in this kidnapping, it's up to me to prove it.
Hello?
Ellie, it's Chuck. I need to talk to you as soon as possible.
Did something happen?
I got some news last night, and I need to talk to someone about it.
Okay, I'll be in your neighborhood this morning, so I'll stop by.
Great. Thanks.
That was Chuck. He wants me to come over right away.
In her apartment, Marilyn is in the kitchen with Blake.
Should I order us some breakfast?
I wish I had time, but I'm actually late for an early meeting.
All right.
But before I go, there is something you could do for me.
And what would that be?
Kiss me the way you kissed me in bed last night.
Oh, you liked that, did you?
Did I ever. I hate to shatter the Blake Whitney mystique here, but it's actually been a while for me since...
You don't have to say any more. It's been a while for me, too.
Well, then I guess we're in the same boat.
It was worth the long dry spell.
I agree. And if you're free tonight, perhaps we can have another dinner in.
I think I could probably make myself available for that.
Excellent. Now I have something to look forward to today.
Over at Connie's apartment, she receives a phone call from Richmond.
Hello? Hi, Jeff. Any luck finding Dara Madison or her mother? Oh, no. How did it happen? Where's Dara now? Okay, look, I need to tell my son. I'll call you back in a bit. Thanks. Bye. Clint, get out here. There's something I need to tell you.
At the Malone apartment, Rex has just arrived and is talking with Mac.
How's Raven?
She's in the kitchen. Not sure if she's going to eat, but at least she's downstairs.
So, she's feeling better now?
Somehow, Blake convinced her to finally leave the nursery, but she's still not the same person. She's going in to see Dr. Getzos today. I'm going to meet her at the appointment around lunchtime.
That sounds like a good idea.
Rex. Hi.
Hi, Raven. I was hoping that we could talk, if you're up to it.
Sure.
Look, I have to get to the office. Raven, I'll meet you at Dr. Getzos' office at noon.
Okay.
Rex, give me a call later.
I'll call you when I get to the office.
Okay. Raven, I'll see you at lunch.
Rex, can I get you something?
No. I stopped by to talk to you about a story I'm working on.
A story?
I've started a story on ovarian cancer for next month's issue of Monthly.
Ovarian cancer. That's an interesting choice for you.
That's what I said. Harry actually brought the idea to me. Blake is receiving an award from the NOCC next month, and I also heard from the grapevine that his mother died from ovarian cancer as well. So I pitched the idea to Blake, and he went for it.
I know you have wanted to branch out with your writing. I think it's a great idea.
I know working is the last thing on your mind right now, but I was wondering if you would consider being a consultant on this story with me.
A consultant? What do you mean?
Well, I definitely need a female perspective on this story, and I was hoping that you'd be willing to read my drafts and give me some advice as needed.
Oh, I don't know, Rex. I felt so out of it lately. I don't know how much help I would be.
I know that Marty is on your mind 24/7. I don't expect that to change, but I thought that it might do you some good as well to let your mind focus on something else, even if it's only for a few minutes.
Like I said, I might not be much help, but I guess you can count me in.
That's great, Raven. I'm hoping this story can do some good for all of us.
At Rex's apartment, Agnes is home alone.
Another night of sleeping away from home, Rex. It looks like things are worse than I thought. Father McMahon wants me to pray, but that's not doing any good. Ellie won't help me. You won't help yourself. So it's up to me to take care of this Perry situation. Today!
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.